I'm Sam Farber, and I'm getting your reps in. The Los Angeles County courthouses have been English-only for over a month. That's because the court interpreters have been on strike.
Well, generally, it's been very disruptive.
Public defender Ramon Quintana says the strike makes some people sit in court for a whole day and still have to come back the next because there wasn't a court interpreter available to translate.
A lot of those cases, felonies are getting sent to other courts for preliminary hearings. At least one case was sent out for a trial. These are all due to the lack of interpreters in this building.
They're striking because there is no pay scale for interpreters. Unlike other court positions, interpreters are paid the same, no matter how long they've worked at the courts. So a new hire gets the same salary as a 20-year vet. Court reporters used to have a pay problem, too. They weren't receiving raises owed to them, until State Assemblyman Mike Davis from Los Angeles put a bill into the legislature.
That bill, AB 63, was introduced in the Assembly to deal with the issue of court reporters not having received the monies that they were due as a result of a classification study that was conducted by the state.
A classification study cuts out the arguing parties. Rather than a fight between the court and the union, there is an investigation, a finding, and if it turns out money is owed, it gets paid. Davis says he's in the process of doing the same thing right now for court interpreters.
That is certainly my intent. I've already drafted the letter, and I'm asking my staff to draft it for my signature to send to the court, to our state administration, to do a classification study.
So now, instead of waiting for the courts and the interpreters union to come to an agreement, the classification study can try to set things right. There is a catch. The last study took over 6 months to get through the legislature. But it's a start. For Annenberg Radio News, I'm Sam Farber, and I'm getting your reps in.